This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled Annihilation versus Eternal Torment, a theological and contextual examination of the final destiny of the unrighteous. This study explores one of the most sobering and theologically significant questions in Christian eschatology. What is the final fate of those who reject God? The traditional doctrine of eternal conscious torment has dominated Western theology since Augustine, yet scripture, Second Temple literature, and early patristic voices reveal a more diverse and complex conversation. This paper argues that annihilationism, understood as the final and irreversible destruction of the wicked, is more consistent with the biblical witness, theological anthropology, and divine justice than the traditional view of unending conscious torment. Drawing on a contextual reading of key New Testament texts, e.g. Matthew 10 verse 28, Romans 6 verses 23 and 2 Thessalonians 1 9, the work demonstrates that eternal punishment often refers to the permanence of outcome, not the perpetuity of conscious suffering. The study also considers proportional justice, lex talionis, and the role of the intermediate state in light of the Great White Throne Judgment, offering a unique model that preserves divine mercy and justice within the framework of the eternal now. Special attention is given to pre-Augustinian patristic sources such as Justin Martyr, Irenaeus, and Theophilus of Antioch, who did not presume the immortality of the soul apart from divine grace. If you are seeking a biblically grounded, philosophically coherent, and pastorally sensitive alternative to the traditional doctrine of hell, this paper offers a compelling and charitable exploration. A companion popular level version is also available for general audiences. I invite you to engage with the material critically, contextually, and prayerfully as we consider together the implications of final judgment on our theology, our preaching, and our hope in the goodness of God. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.